Most trainers saddling horses in the Breeders' Cup will be sporting neckties older than Joe Talamo. At just 17 years old, Talamo will ride undefeated Neshoba's Key in the Emirates Airlines Filly and Mare Turf, his first ever mount on racing's championship day. An affable young man from Marrero, Louisiana, Talamo has been around horses all of his life and has enjoyed success from his first mount forward.
The first time I ever got on a horse, I was about 6 months old. They held me up. I was in a diaper and a little red muscle shirt, and they put me on the back of a horse and just kind of walked me around, you know. Then on, and ever since then, you know, when I was 3 and 4, I had a little Shetland pony I ride around. And then from 7 to like 10 years old or something like that, I rode in horse shoes and all. And then when I was 11 years old is when I first started with the thoroughbreds.
The Bayou has been a source of ultra-talented riders for many years, the birthplace of top jockeys Eddie Delahousse, Ray Sabil, Kent DeSormo, Randy Romero, Shane Sellers, Robbie Alvarado, and Calvin Burrell. Talamo had some big footsteps to follow. He realized one of his biggest dreams when he was the leading rider for the 2006-2007 Fairgrounds meeting. Not satisfied to rest on his laurels, Talamo is a true student of the game.
I get advice from every jockey that I can, you know, whether I win a race or lose a race. I try to get them to critique me and see if I can do it better or learn from it. You know, that's the key, is just always try and learn, you know, because in this game you learn something new every day, and that's just what you have to try and do. That's really the key, is reading the racing form and staying on top of that. And along with that, I watch race replays of all the horses I ride and the contenders I ride with, too. You know, the other horses in the race. And that gives you a generalization of who you're riding with and the horse you're riding.
Like her rider, Neshoba's Key is a rising star in the sport of thoroughbred racing. The daughter of Silverhawk, bred in California by her owner, Warren Williamson, owns an unblemished record of 7 wins and 7 starts. But that just scratches the surface of the mountains of praise Talamo heaps on this filly and her trainer, Carla Gaines.
You could come up with a thousand words to compare it to. I mean, she's just, she's incredible, you know. I mean, every single race she's run, I mean, she ran 7 times and won 7, which is perfection. I mean, and she couldn't have did it any better. And I mean, she's just, wow. She's just an incredible feeling. And Miss Carla, she does such a great job with her, you know. She keeps it nice and fresh before each race. She never does too much with her. And, I mean, she just keeps her on key for every single race. And, I mean, she's very, very patient with her, you know. And she takes her time. And, I mean, she just keeps her at her best, you know. And I think that's what makes a difference. The Silver's Key, I think she can put herself in the race really wherever she's comfortable at. Her last race in the Yellow Ribbon, Citroné was the only speed in the race. And I really didn't have a choice but to lay second. But from there, I think the Silver's Key could lay anywhere from dead last to, well, she broke her maiden. She was dead last and come flying to win the race. Or she has tactical speed. But I don't think she wants to be on the lead because she likes to run at another horse. Yeah, to ride in the Breeders' Cup for the first time, I mean, it's like a dream come true, you know. I mean, I, of course, always want to get there. But, I mean, at 17 to get there, I mean, that makes it just as sweet, you know. I didn't think it would come this early to ride in it, but it did. I'm very fortunate and blessed for it.